Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Because, well, we know Bumgarner is, look, he's still on the block. I'm sorry, hardcore Giants fans. I'm not delusional. Here's where we're going to figure it out. This is what's going to get the phone lines going. Somebody called me a dumb bastard. Okay. But Herbs, we love you. Well, sure. As long as you say you love me, then go ahead and call me a dumb bastard. That's kind of like, no disrespect, but whatever comes after but, it's going to be disrespectful, right? Well, no disrespect, but you're an a-hole. FN Teeks Manfred and his clown squad want shorter games, but more runs. These folks don't seem to know how baseball works. And then the 925, this is one that puzzles me. He still look like you can play. Mama go dog face in the banana patch. I don't know what that means exactly. We're going to be speaking. By the way, Arden, I never got your last name. And I don't think I ever got Bobby's last name either. Okay. And for you, Bobby? All right. I'm gonna turn these guys into stars before long. By 9 o'clock, you're gonna know their life story. No, you're not. You're not. But you'll know a hell of a lot more about where the Niners are heading, about where I think the Raiders are heading. Hey, who's not looking forward to Hard Knocks? Oh my God, you could not have picked a better team at a better time than the Oakland Raiders being on Hard Knocks. I cannot wait. And I have never, ever been a huge Hard Knocks guy. It seemed to me, okay, it's supposed to be reality TV, right? It's unscripted. Sometimes Hard Knocks has felt to me like stuff was staged. Like, no way did this really happen. This is too good for TV for it not to have been the product of a producer somewhere. Actually, we have our first phone call of the day. And we actually have a second one. Oh, my God. Floodgates are opening. Steven is in Vallejo. Steven, you are on 95.7 The Game. What's happening?
Hey, Big Herbs. What's going on, brother?
Not much. Are you the one that called me a dumb bastard on the text line?
Never would I ever do that. I called you the hardest thing from the family I think you could ever be.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So what do you got for me, Steven? First off, tell me your thoughts if you are Farhan Zaidi right now. Are you tempted to reward the room, or are you resolute in knowing, look, somebody's got to rip the Band-Aid off. I was brought in to do it. I'm ripping it.
Hey, I'm keeping the Band-Aid on. And last September, I said that I didn't think Bumgarner was going anywhere. I could see the Giants giving him an extension, and everybody was giving me a hard time all the offseason thinking he was going to be traded then. And then it started, well, he'll be traded at the deadline. And I've maintained my position. I don't think Bumgarner is going anywhere. You know, the organization, Nen was on earlier and said that they're all about family and they really take care of their own. And I could see that happening in this situation.
So doesn't that, though, if you're, I mean, I know fans in general are, delusional is a little bit harsh of a word, but I think delusional kind of fits into the whole being a fan, right? I think every fan is delusional on some level. The root word is fanatic. And I can't imagine there's fans out there who don't know in their hearts of hearts that you've got to trade Mad Bum. You've got to get more assets. Farhan Zaidi has to do what he was brought here to do. Sure, it'd be a cool, warm, fuzzy story if you got Bruce Bochy back in the playoffs in his final year, but I don't think that's going to happen. And even if you did tell me, Steven, like, you guaranteed me that not only will the Giants make it to the postseason, but they'll win that wild card game. They'll at least be in a 7-game divisional series.
You know, I would say not really delusional, but I'm just optimistic. You know, they keep their fan favorites around because it draws to the ballpark. And, you know, it's no secret they're having a tough time drawing fans to the ballpark this season. But when you have guys like, for instance, Matt Cain, you know, they signed him to an extension. They let him finish out his career, you know, and definitely towards the end of his career, he wasn't the Matt Cain that we all knew and loved. He wasn't exactly the horse that Bruce Bochy would call him. But just to make a quick point.
Got to go quick, Steven. I'm up against it.
Yep. Baseball in the Bay Area has never been better. I went to an A's game and a Giants game last week, and I called Mark Gardner's son today with the Vlad Admirals, his first game, Daniel Gardner, and he was great.
Nice. And so you got play-by-play, or were you doing color commentary?
Play-by-play for the first three and last three.
All right, man. Don't be a stranger, Steven. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
It's Steven in Vallejo. 888-957-9570. If you're on hold, stay there. If you're not, get there. 888-957-9570. All right. Football's right around the corner, right? Yeah, it's closer than you think on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Now this, see, this is what I mean by the musical stylings. You keep pumping stuff like this, sooner or later the audience is going to know Bobby is on the ones and twos today. I'm Michael Urban. We are together until 9 o'clock, the final 4 hours of live and local here at 957 The Game. If you missed anything up until this point, anything at all from the entire broadcast day, maybe you missed some Rick Tittle. And you need your Ricky Tits fix. You just need it. How do you get it? Well, the aforementioned radio.com app is one way. You can also go directly to our website, 957thegame.com. Yes, that is still an active, up and running website, and it gets better and better all the time, in large part because the great work done by King Kong Digital. Carl, he basically runs the show, the digital show at 957thegame.com. Carl Buschek, great writer, obviously a pretty good leader because that website has grown by leaps and bounds. Any interview that you missed, any contest that you want more information, 957thegame.com. Do not let your day pass without checking that out. Check out the Rob Nen interview, by the way. He's terrific. He gave me like 20 minutes, man. I love when guys come on and you can tell, I got nowhere to go. I'm retired, man. Let's kick it. Let's talk ball. All right, let's talk ball. Let's go to Rich in Los Altos real quick, and then we will get to our second guest of the day. Rich, you're on 957thegame.com. What's going on?
Buddy, by the way. I'm not calling you a dumb bastard by any means, but I'm going to disagree, and I got three questions for you.
What are you disagreeing with me on, Rich?
Oh, my bad, brother. Getting rid of Mad Bum.
Okay.
Here's what I got.
Wait. What's my stance on Mad Bum?
What do I understand? I don't mean to misquote you. Excuse me if I'm doing so. I think what I'm hearing is you're suggesting to get rid of him and retool.
Yeah, they got it. I'm saying just stay the course is all. Yep.
Okay, I got you. Well, here's what I got. My three little points, if I may. Number one, it's not just that the fans like myself, you know, sentimental, mushy, whatever. We've been watching these guys for the last few years and we're attached. And that's a rare thing in modern day sports to have that dynamic going on. Number two, I mean, what do you think? Why don't we just send Steph down to the Lakers since the Warriors are going to be a little off next year? Who cares? Maybe we'll get some young guys. Let him go win some champions. Watch him go. Tim will put LeBron and run the league. And number three is, I want you to change your mind, Urs, because guys like you keep saying this stuff, and they're going to do it. They're going to break up the team, and we're going to have a sucky Giant team, and it's going to be boring, and I just want you to change your mind, and that's all I got, brother.
Thank all right, Rich, I appreciate the phone call. Flattering that you think my opinion on this matter would change anything that the Giants, or for that matter, anybody associated with professional sports in the Bay Area. If you're listening to me and using me as like, hey, I need a little bit of help to do my job better as a big-time pro sports executive. I heard that Urban guy talking about something. I think I'm going to steal from him. No, that's not how it works. That really is not how it works. You know how it normally works when we get a guest for the first time? Well, I'll see the name. I'll see that I have not spoken with this person. And I ask the producer, why are we having this person on? In the case of Mike Ortiz Jr., Arden, my producer, said, trust me, the dude is money. You can go NFL, you can go NBA. He used to write for Bleacher Report. Just trust me. And you can't get trust unless you trust. So we're doing exactly that by bringing in Mike Ortiz Jr. of Did You See That Now? Mike, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm not too bad. Yourself?
I am doing terrific. Will you give the audience kind of a thumbnail sketch of DYST Now?
Yes, so it actually started 10 years ago as a local all-sports newspaper, actually in upstate New York, Syracuse, New York, and it kind of just grew from there, and now we're delivering national news throughout the United States, and actually we've brought on a bunch of foreign writers as well that cover soccer, Euro basketball, all that stuff, so we have grown a lot over the years, and we're going to keep growing, and yeah.
Mike Ortiz Jr. is the voice that you are listening to. You can follow him on Twitter at Ortiz, D-Y-S-T. So the actual URL of the website, Mike, give it to me.
It is dystnow.com.
Okay.
www.
And you used to work for Bleacher Report, correct?
Yep. I used to work for Bleacher Report back in the day when fun time.
And I know you've got some NFL, NBA stuff in your background. I always ask this of people who cover multiple sports. What's your favorite sport?
It's tough because growing up, I played basketball. So basketball was my heart and soul. But I don't know, it's something about the NFL, that pigskin, fantasy football, just like the whole combination of it. It feels so right. But it'd probably go NFL, with NBA is a really, really, really close second. It'll really close.
Well, that sets up perfectly, Mike, because when I saw that you're comfortable doing NFL and NBA, I wanted to ask you this. I've been saying this for a couple of years, actually, and it reached its peak in the first 12 hours after NBA free agency, after that window opened up. We saw 48 players change teams in 12 hours to the tune of $3.17 billion. And while I understand that the NFL is king when it comes to ratings and some other measurables, I think when it comes to being a 24/7, 365 in terms of you cannot ignore us, you can't get away from us even if you want to, I think basketball has overtaken the NFL to a degree in that. I mean, certainly the offseason with the franchise tag, I feel like NFL free agency would never be what it is in the NBA, because you don't see, you know, top players hit the market because you can hit them with a franchise tag. But what do you think of that theory that basketball is caught up, the NBA is caught up to the NFL in terms of being something you got to pay attention to year round?
Oh yeah, it's definitely past the NFL as far as especially in the offseason. I mean, the NBA blows it out of the water. Just one of the points you made there with the franchise tag. I mean, not alone to mention, like, you see Todd Gurley, players like that coming out saying about talking about the money and stuff like that. They have to realize one thing. NBA players, they're going out playing 82-game regular season versus 16. So you're obviously the money aspect is never going to add up, whether you did no matter how you did the math. So, you know, it's not a shock to me that the NBA has passed the NFL, but the franchise tag is a big thing. And another thing, too, is, you know, you can go on 1-, 2-year, 3-year deals, short-term deals in the NBA, because the injury risk is lower. I mean, I know we saw a lot of superstars get injured this past NBA season. However, you know, you don't really see a lot of these NFL players going on 1-year deals. You know, obviously the franchise tag is a big thing where, you know, they're technically on a 1-year deal, with that aspect, but that's why the NBA is able to pass the NFL as far as offseason moves and stuff like that. And I think it's good for the fans because the fans get to enjoy it. You know, your team could be really bad one year, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen in free agency. I mean, obviously, New York Knicks fans are probably not too thrilled with all the memes they made, but hey.
We're talking with Mike Ortiz Jr. He is the owner and editor of DidYouSeeThatNow.com. It's going to be one of your new favorite sites. Please do go check it out. It's terrific. Today's the first day I've seen it, Mike, and I am hooked already. You do a fantastic job, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That means a lot.
So I'm going to stick with the NBA here. And as I mentioned, that $3.17 billion in contracts were agreed to before the free agent window supposedly opened. And I guess all of those deals that were announced like 10 seconds after, you know, after it opened. So we're to assume that these teams and their camps had 10-second conversations right before they announced the deals, right? Or might there perhaps be illegal tampering going on during that window?
Yeah, it definitely makes you, like, think about it because you're right. Like, all these deals kind of happen, like, almost like a domino effect, and they happen in such a short span of time. You know, if you go back and actually look at, like, past generations, I remember, like, you know, growing up in the 2000s, you know, the NBA offseason would take at least a week or 2 weeks, and it would stretch out, and there'd be meetings and stuff like that. But I was I covered the Big Three a lot in the offseason just because I need that constant basketball and in my life. And I was actually speaking with Gary Payton, you know, and he broke it down pretty simple. You know, he said, you know, this NBA era is different. You know, these guys grow up in the AAU circuit and they want to play with their buddies. You know, they want to be with their friends. They want to play with their buddies. So they're always texting and talking and all that stuff. But back in his day, like he said, this is direct quote, he goes, you know, we didn't care who your buddy was. You know, we're out there to win a basketball game. I don't really care who my buddy is. I'm trying to win a championship. So he goes, the NBA era has switched a little bit. And that's why you're kind of seeing, you know, the super teams. And now this year is, you know, the dynamic duos and that sort of thing. Because these guys are so close to each other, they're texting each other. Is it tampering? Maybe, yeah, technically by the rule, I guess. But, like, at the end of the day, these guys are still friends. You really can't. There's no way that you're ever going to be able to solve it. Just kind of like how it's almost kind of hard to solve steroids in baseball.
We're talking to Mike Ortiz Jr. He's the owner editor of DidYouSeeThatNow.com. Make sure you check that out. Former writer for Bleacher Report. Follow him on Twitter at Ortiz DYST. I'm fascinated by the Big Three, so I'm stoked that that you're well equipped to discuss it. Is the picture I'm looking at on your site, is that Greg Oden with an Aliens jersey in his hand?
Yes. Oh, the picture on my site. Yes, that is.
Okay, I didn't even know that Greg Oden was like still on 2 feet. I mean, the guy. Anytime you see a big guy go to the Blazers, you just assume he's going to get hurt and his career's going to be a disaster. But he's got an Aliens hat on. He's got an Aliens jersey, and just for that young man's peace of mind, I would like to see him get through a season uninjured and productive because I don't believe we've seen that from Greg Oden.
Yeah, we haven't. And, you know, not to really rain on his parade, but you really don't see him in the Big Three League either. I mean, you know, just for him to go out there and play is a remarkable story. And, you know, while we're touching on that of people coming back from interesting injuries and stuff like that, I don't know if you guys are familiar. I know you're probably obviously familiar. Isaiah Austin actually made his debut in the basketball tournament last night. He had 14 points, a couple blocks, and looked phenomenal. You know, people said he would never play basketball again. And I talked to him actually last night after his game, and he just told me it just felt great to be back out there, back in the swing of things, and he looked great. He's actually playing right now in their second game where they're looking to actually move on. DeMarcus Cousins is the coach/GM. So they have a great system going there up at TBT, but he looked phenomenal last night as far as comeback stories.
So break down the Big Three for me, Mike. I haven't gotten a chance to see any of it in action. I'd like to go see it live before I watch it on TV. I'm just one of those guys. I don't feel like you can really understand how cool the experience is without being there. Like a hockey game on TV, if it's a playoffs, I'll watch. If not, I won't. But live hockey, I will watch that anytime because it's that much more enjoyable. You're a hoops head. Where does Big Three's level of competition rate for you as opposed to, let's say the G League?
To be honest with you, I would put the G League ahead of the Big Three League. As far as a competition level.
Yeah. Have you heard this, Mike? I'm sorry to cut you off. I heard we had a guest say that the G League is one of the top five leagues in the entire world. Have you heard that, the G League?
I've heard it, and I would agree with it because, and you know, one of my biggest things with the G League that's really been a problem for me is I think on the NBA aspect, you know, like we've seen players come up through the G League system and perform well at the NBA level. And you have players that stay in the G League, that you look at those guys, you watch them play, and you say, this guy can play the next level. And you look at the next level of players, and you see these older guys that are kind of like journeymen. For instance, not to bash on J.R. Smith, I know he's still a free agent, but like you see players like J.R. Smith that are underperforming, and you look at different guys that are doing, like, they might not necessarily have the flash and the name, but one of the guys like that I said for a long time that I believe should be on NBA team is Xavier Silas. You know, he went through the basketball tournament. He played in the G League. He spent his time. You know, he was a great ball defender. Like, and I think one of the things that, you know, obviously stuck out to me of my opinion on why these guys maybe aren't moving up to the NBA, and it's a sad thing to say, but I think a lot of these teams are saying, like, well, we're not going to win a championship. This guy's not going to win us a championship. What does it really do to us? He's not going to bring us fans because he really doesn't have the flash and the fanship and the behind him. Is it worth bringing him to the next level? Because really, he's just going to hurt us for draft picks. We're not going to get as high of a draft pick. I think that's a really big factor in it. I can't say for sure because obviously no GM or executive is ever going to admit that to me. But you can see the writing on the wall, essentially. Like, these guys can play. Why aren't they at that next level? I think that has to do with it.
The voice you hear is that of Mike Ortiz Jr. He's with Did You See That Now? .com. Follow him on Twitter at Ortiz, DYST. The reigning MVP of the aforementioned Big Three, Joe Johnson. Why is he not in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I'm too. I know a lot of people say, like, with the Big Three league, like, oh, it's 3-on-3 basketball. It's a bunch of washed up veterans or old NBA players. They're just trying to keep their name afloat.
Is it going to be in the Olympics sometime soon?
Yes, I think that's a goal. Like, actually, right now, I know overseas, they have I believe it's in Europe somewhere. I'm not sure exactly the location, but they have a 3-on-3 league, and I've heard rumblings of that. Like, it's a really, like, really, truly, like, if you like basketball, I have not had a chance to watch it yet, but I've had a lot of people tell me that, like, it's some real, like, competitive basketball. Like, real, close-notch, hard-defending, great basketball to watch, and I'm excited to eventually watch it, but they said it actually blows the Big Three out of the water, which I guess I could see it because some of the players in the Big Three League, make, which Ice Cube is actually working on cleaning it up, as we saw him last week make a couple cuts to the Big Three League. They're trying to clean up the competition level with it, but it's still a great league and it's still a great platform. And a thing that people really don't take away from 3-on-3 is with 5-on-5, if you're guarding your man and, you know, he breezes by you or blows by you, you have another guy there to back you up. We're a 3-on-3. The holes, the gaps, everything is more opened up. So if you beat your man, you're scoring, you know, pretty much with ease. So it's a lot harder to play 3-on-3 basketball than it is 5-on-5 basketball, in my personal opinion. And to see these guys go out there and do it at such a high level, even at their age, I mean, hell, Coutinho Mobley, I'd put him on an NBA team right now, and he's, you know, almost in his 40s, you know, he's in his 40s,
mm-hmm.
early, late 30s.
He's one of those guys that I imagine just giving 20-year-olds nightmares down at the local rec center when he's like 55 dropping 60 points on fools.
It definitely is the case because, you know, he came into one of the press conferences with his son afterwards. And, you know, we got a chance to all talk to him after the press conference was over. And, you know, he was talking to us. He was like, yeah, you know, me and my son, you know, I've been training him this and that. You know, we go to the local YMCA, that sort of thing. So it was interesting to kind of hear that stuff. He didn't go into detail of what he does there, but, you know, we could imagine what he probably does.
What kind of crowds is the Big Three pulling in?
So that's one of the things that's been tough for the Big Three. They haven't really been able to hit the nail on the head with that as far as bringing in a big crowd. And, I think it's tough, you know, in the summertime like this. A lot of people want to be out on a boat and, you know, enjoying the beach and that sort of thing, and I get that. I think the Big Three, and as well as the basketball tournament, which I cover both of them each summer, as well as obviously the summer league. But I think what these leagues really have to do is really make it oriented towards the kids. I don't know what age limit you have to put it at, but let those kids get in free. No strings attached. Just let them come in and at least fill up the stand. Because the more people that you get there, the better it is just for the brand of basketball. And at the end of the day, what does it really hurt you when you have a bunch of empty seats? Might as well put some people in there. That was one of the things I could never understand. And obviously I get it, it's a money thing. But fill it up, it looks better for TV, because it's one of those things like fake it till you make it type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you have a packed, sold out crowd, eventually it's going to build up and people are like, well, yeah, it's packed. I want to go. I want to be a part of that, you know. So that's been one of the things I think. But, you know, as far as the crowd standpoint, it's not there yet. It's still a new product. You got to figure they're in their third, fourth year doing it. So they're still learning. There's things they got to work on, obviously. But as far as a basketball standpoint, of watching good basketball in the summer, it's right there. It's there.
Mike Ortiz Jr. is the owner, editor of DidYouSeeThatNow.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ortiz, DYST. Tell us about the basketball tournament, TBT. I'm looking at the graphic on your website. By the way, I love the design of your website. It's very easy to navigate, and that's half the battle nowadays in the web space. If you're confusing someone with navigation, you pretty much lost them before you got them. But the basketball tournament is, I've heard rumblings of it. I'm certainly not qualified. If somebody came up to me and said, tell me about the basketball tournament. So, Mike, you tell me about the basketball tournament.
The basketball tournament, by far, is the best basketball league to watch in the summertime. I mean, you want to talk about highest level. You want to talk about what's on the line. I mean, you lose, you're out. It's March Madness in the summertime, but with experience, with NBA guys. With, you know, NFL players are there, like they figured out how to market it. Like I said, like they're not selling out every time we do, but like they're starting to get the hang of it, and they're going to these bigger schools that they're able to obtain. Like, for instance, like this year they're doing a regional in Syracuse because Beheim's Army is one of the biggest teams as far as like a following and a fanship. So they're starting to actually go to these college towns. In the beginning, they try to get bigger arenas and try to, you know, really position themselves and sell them out, and the stands were empty, but they filled them. They figured out different ways to do it. But as far as basketball, they have the best talent by far in the summertime. I mean, hell, you got Isaiah Austin, a guy that, you know, he was a first round pick, no doubt. You know, he was going to be a difference maker, but then obviously with his health conditions, he wasn't able to play basketball anymore. He came back out. He's playing in the basketball tournament this year. You have TJ Leslie, he's playing in the basketball tournament. There's great caliber talent. Mike James, you know, a EuroLeague star, overseas star for multiple years, he played in the basketball tournament. Mike Bibby and Jason Williams, for those of you guys that don't follow the basketball tournament that well, played in it 2 years ago. They got eliminated in the second round. Like, that just goes to show you how good the basketball tournament talent is, you know, because people think, like, oh, those guys were going to roll through. And they didn't. They struggle. You know, they barely made it through their first game. They just barely got by, and then they get eliminated the next round. But there is a ton of talent that comes through the basketball tournament, and you see it pop up. And these guys do get NBA offers throughout the year, which is great for that league.
Now, I noticed a couple of ads on your site are referencing betting in baseball. The specific one I'm looking at right now, it's in-play betting available. How much has the acceptance, the legalization of gambling on sports changed the way people like you do your business?
Oh, I think it's absolutely huge, and it's a necessity because it makes a smaller website like myself able to stay not just afloat, but profit. Mm-hmm. Make great profits, because not only do we have the option now to market ourselves and sell picks and give away picks, but we could partner up with these betting websites to promote, cross-promote, bring us more views, bring them more views. And it's beautiful the way legalization is for gambling. And I think it's actually better for the sport versus actually the site itself. It's, honestly, it's an overall win-win. And the reason where I'm kind of going at with it is WNBA. Like right now, I know the WNBA is still growing, and you know, obviously, there's women and stuff like that are trying to get it so more people are watching, more people are viewing. But gambling is going to actually play a really huge role, I think, in that because, you know, the WNBA lines, especially maybe at least just to me, I think are a little easier to read versus NBA. They're not as tight, and maybe that's because not as many people are betting on them yet. I'm not sure, but you know, that's really gonna, and that's actually the Big Three league. This is their first year that they've had gambling available as well through it. So I think it really helps out for all these leagues because some of these guys are just trying to make a couple bucks. They'll watch the game even if they have no interest in it, but they'll watch it just because they have money on the line.
Couple of more minutes with Mike Ortiz Jr., the owner, editor of Did You See That Now? DidYouSeeThatNow.com. Make sure you check it out. It's a terrific site. I'll give you a money-back guarantee. Go check it out. I absolutely promise that you will enjoy it. Mike, do you know much about, does the name Alan Smilagic mean anything to you?
It does not.
Okay, he is
always willing to learn something new.
He's the youngest player in G League history. He played on the Santa Cruz Warriors. I knew so little about the G League's machinations that I didn't realize, okay, this guy is on the Santa Cruz Warriors, but he's not property of the Golden State Warriors. They had to make him their property by selecting him in the draft. But he's the reason I bring it up is because you said it doesn't surprise you that somebody is saying the G League is one of the top five leagues. Smilagic is the youngest guy ever. He was 18 when he broke in, and he's 7-footer. He can hit the three, and it's the reason you go to Summer League. It's the reason I think people will be drawn to the basketball tournament. The reason I think people are drawn to the Big Three. It's basketball in a fairly pure form before the big money and everything gets, you know, kind of makes it all convoluted. This guy Smilagic just plays. He's a youngster playing against men, and it's a pure basketball experience that you don't get when you watch the NBA or the NCAA. Does that make sense?
No, it makes perfect sense, and like that's the part that, you know, like I know March Madness is obviously very promoted very well every year, but the thing is like these guys at the end of the day, they're still college kids. They're still learning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think back to your college days and I think back to my college days, we definitely did some stuff that, you know, wasn't maybe the right decision, right choice, and you know, just those sorts of things. These guys are mature players. They know the moves that they're going to make, they're experienced, they're talented, and they don't really get as much exposure as I think that they should. And, like, that was when I, too, is, like, I think finally we're going to see a leap in this because I didn't check the ratings, but it felt to me that the viewership and the popularity, the talk of the NBA Summer League this year was up, despite Zion Williamson playing 9 minutes, Ja Morant not playing at all. I really believe that it was up there as far as the people who are looking at it and viewing it.
Yeah, it's another example of the way that I believe the NBA has caught up to the NFL, you know, and I think this free agency period was absolutely insane, and I'm sure basketball, the powers that be, they absolutely love it. Anytime you can make inroads against the NFL, you're doing something right. Hey, man, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed our chat, and hopefully you don't mind if I hitch up maybe in a month or two.
Awesome. Yeah, I would love to come on. This is awesome. Thank you again for having me.
All right. Thanks for being here. It's Mike Ortiz Jr., the website, DidYouSeeThatNow.com. Make sure you check it out. It's bright. It's colorful. They have big buttons you can push. I think it's something that's I think this site's got a future. I think it's going to be one of your favorite sites. There is they don't take themselves too seriously. I love that. It's just fun everywhere you go. You know, there's other sports too, but if you're a basketball junkie, this website, you could go down the rabbit hole and be gone for quite some time. Alan Smilagic, just because Mike Ortiz Jr. hasn't heard of him, doesn't mean that he's not going to be a superstar. Am I going to make a big call like, I had Jordan Bell being a perennial All-Star 3 years into his career. Yeah, that didn't work out so well. What is my dead wrong in public prediction for Alan Smilagic going to be? Well, you'll have to just check us out. It'll be somewhere in between Jimmy Garoppolo and Hard Knocks Raiders. 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Don't take her like fishing grits and all the pimp. Everybody let me hear you say, okay, girl.
Nice, Bobby. The musical stylings of young Bobby. Thank you for being with us. I'm Mike Lurbin. We are together until 9 o'clock. It is 6:49 on a beautiful San Francisco Saturday evening. Baseball, finally, is the lead topic on one of my shows on the weekend. We've been waiting for this. I was counting on it. There is going to be a weekend this year on which baseball makes the most sense. It just does, not because we're beholden to any fan base or organization. It's just baseball deserves to be talked about in the Bay Area right now. Both teams are playing well. Big drama in San Francisco. Do they trade Mad Bum? Do they trade Will Smith? Do they trade anybody who can get you something in return? That was the plan. They brought Farhan Zaidi in to do basically what he did, well, help do down in Los Angeles. And to an extent, he learned what he did in Los Angeles while working at the feet of Billy Beane in Oakland. So clear marching orders for Farhan. That's why they brought somebody in from the outside, because it's going to be unpopular. Trading Mad Bum, whether you're 20 games out of the wild card or one game out, you trade Mad Bum, it's going to be unpopular. Even if he was pitching horrible all year, there's fans that will still be bent that Mad Bum is not a Giant. Again, fans are delusional. I'm a fan. I'm delusional at times. Let's go back to my Jordan Bell prediction. That's probably my worst one in quite some time. Man, I hope this Larry Bird guy works out, because I went on a limb with him too. Richmond, Lexington, Salt Lake, Columbus, Memphis, Wichita, Greensboro, and Syracuse. What on earth are you doing, Herb? Well, I'm giving you the names of the regions in the basketball tournament. The basketball tournament, we were talking with Mike Ortiz. He's from DidYouSeeThatNow.com. It's basically March Madness in the middle of summer, a much less formal version of it. St. Mary's actually has a team. It's college teams. Like, they'll be the Scarlet and Gray, like the Ohio State University. It's not Ohio State University in this tournament. It's the Scarlet and Gray. But everybody gets it, right? Now, they have the Super 16, Final Four, Grade 8, all of that stuff. And it really is entertaining basketball, but I think the public at large doesn't really know a lot about it. Some people probably don't know that this tournament exists. Well, now you do. Now you have a place to learn about it and check it out. And if you're a basketball fan, you'll be glad that you did. Go to DYSTnow.com. Terrific stuff for the basketball junkie in your family. And, of course, they also have the betting sections, podcasts, video, NHL, NCAA, MLB, NBA, NFL, and the Big Three. The Big Three is the first league that's mentioned at the top of their masthead. So they pay a lot of attention to the Big Three. And three-on-three basketball is coming to the Olympics. I guess I'm okay with that. I don't get it. I really don't get it, but I'm not going to get worked up over it either. It's basketball. Okay, fine. 3-on-3 is going to be in the Olympics. What I have a problem with in the Olympics is esports are going to be in the Olympics. Are you kidding me? No, but it's going to happen. And I'm not just this old man shaking my fist at the sky saying, don't ever change. We can't do this. That's not progress. That's going backwards. 888-957-9570. I would like to hear from Giants fans. Look, this is until July 31st, which is the trade deadline, the only trade deadline this year. Until that day comes and goes, you'll be hearing about Madison Bumgarner every single day if you're a Giants fan. When we talked to Rob Nen, former Giants closer earlier in the program, again, go to 957thegame.com if you missed it. You can check it out there. Rob Nen was fantastic. He gave us a ton of time, by the way. So you missed any of what Rob Nen had to say, go ahead and check it out at the website. And again, Mike Ortiz Jr., he is a new guest of ours, and he will be brought back again because I'm sensitive kindred spirit there. The dude's just really into basketball, and you got to be to run a website like this, and I like it. And there's other stuff that you can check out there, too. We're going to be talking with Anthony Adams in the next hour, and I'm particularly excited about this one because, yeah, he played for the Niners. He played for the Bears. He's got NFL bona fides. But he also has 200,000 followers, and he is not a current Niner or a current Bear. How do you get that many followers? Well, be funny as hell on Twitter, and this guy is. Go check it out. We're going to talk to him in the 7 o'clock hour. His name is Anthony Adams. Check out his Twitter feed, at Spice Adams. It is really good stuff, and you'll get kind of an idea of what you're in for when we speak to him. Okay, here it is, Giants fans. You know what Farhan was brought to do. You are now Farhan. So anytime I mention Farhan, it's you. You are in his shoes. What do you do? Actually, here's a better question for Giants fans. What if I gave you this? Now, this is where Bruce Bochy's last year with the Giants is everything. I mean, absolutely everything. Because if it wasn't his last year, we probably wouldn't be having this discussion. It would just be such a no-brainer that you got to deal whatever you can. Just go, 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 go. But you're a Giants fan. You get to make this decision. You can either try to send Bruce Bochy out in style, which means pull out all the stops, which means don't sell. If anything, let's try to add to this. You've got some guys that are going to be coming back from injuries, like Johnny Cueto, could be available late in the year. If somebody came to you and said, I will guarantee that you will make it to the wild card game and win that wild card game, which means you will have a 7-game series in the divisional series. That's how you will be sending Bruce Bochy out. We can't guarantee you any sort of outcome from that 7-game series. All we can guarantee you is that Bruce Bochy goes to the postseason in the last year as the skipper of the San Francisco Giants. But that's it. You get into the playoffs. You're going to win the wild card. No guarantees after that. Do you do that to thank Boch, to thank the fans that are still coming to games? Or do you just say this is way too important? It's not worth going to the playoffs just one more time with Bruce to mortgage the future. We're delaying the inevitable by not dealing these guys. We're not facing our reality. It's a difficult position to be in. Because, of course, you want to reward the room. The Giants are playing good baseball. We haven't been able to say that forever since, I don't know, the first half of 2016. They've been abysmal since then. But then out of nowhere, the past few weeks, they catch fire. They're going bananas. All of a sudden, the young guys who we've gone from, oh, who the hell is this? To, wow, who's this? Same words. Feels totally different. What are you going to do? Are you going to take that one last magic carpet ride with Bochy? Remember, I'm guaranteeing that you get into the divisional round. But you're going to delay the inevitable. You're not going to get anything for Mad Bum other than a compensatory pick, I think, if you lose him in free agency. The other guys, you're just not going to deal him. You're just going to hope that they make your decision to send Bochy out in style a good one. So, Giants fans, what do you got? I'm guaranteeing you a spot in the divisional series in Bruce Bochy's last year. But it's going to set your rebuild back at least a full year, which means you're going to have another year of bad baseball at some point, really bad baseball. Or do you just rip off the Band-Aid right now and make it happen? I don't think Farhan has changed his ideas at all. At all. But what do you say? Do you do this just for Bruce? Has he meant that much to your organization? After all, it's only 1 year. All right. We're going to talk to Rob in San Francisco. But first, got to remind you that you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, NHD1 San Francisco. It's a radio.com sports station. Rob in San Francisco, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's going on?
Hey, if I were Farhan, I'm trying to think, how can we send out Bochy with a bang? How can we give him the best opportunity to make, and as well make the fans happy, but at the same time continue this rebuilding process? I'm wondering if there's a way that we can dish out Will Smith, get rid of him, but then we can somehow keep Bumgarner, maybe having him verbally agree to a lighter contract next year because he knows his value is going down. And is there any way that this could be a possible trade, and then we could have Bumgarner, Samardzija, and Cueto as our three going into the seven-game divisional series? We have a chance to win that.
Yeah, no doubt. So Samardzija is your three on this Giants team.
The way he's been pitching right now, if he keeps it up and if he continues to pitch the way he has, then I have him as my three.
See that,
in
that's,
the past few weeks.
That's the challenge, Ra, right? It's is this who the Giants are, or are they playing out of their tree and they just were severely underperforming at the start of the year? Or are they exactly who we thought they would be?
Here's my question. Are they overperforming for the rest of the year because it's Bochy's last year? I think there's part of me that wants to ride this out, even not as a fan, just because what if they're playing out of their asses, or sorry, pardon me, what if they're playing out of what they can just because Bochy, it's his last year and they can keep it up?
Yeah, that's what's going to make it so difficult. And I just don't think, look, if you know anything about Farhan Zaidi and his career path and the way he has done things, it would lead you to believe that there's no way he's going to get sucked into this sentimentality thing. Do you think Farhan, let's say he does deal Mad Bum, he goes ahead and does what his plan was to do, is he going to be seen as the bad guy?
Farhan or Mad Bum?
Farhan.
Yes. I mean, there's no way to be in the position that he's in and not be the bad guy. Whether you dish him and it goes bad or you don't dish him and it goes bad, he will be the good or bad guy at the end of this fight from a fan's perspective.
Yeah. All right, Rob.
I agree with him.
Rob, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Let's hear from Gary on this. Gary, do you rebuild now, or do you try to send Bruce Bochy, you know, off into a glorious sunset?
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's pronounced Delabate. How are you today? So that's the previous caller is the reason I fired him if I'm the owner of the Giants. This hemming and hawing, this romanticism. You got to trade everybody you can. Start the rebuild now. If you could figure out a way to trade Matt Williams again and get some pieces, drop the hammer, break the hearts. I mean, this team is old, it's tired. As my friend Dennis Green once said, they are who we thought they are. So what's going to happen at the end of this season is they're going to be 15 games out of it. Hit them with a hind. Enjoy your show. Hey now.
All right, man. That's Gary in San Francisco. Thank you. Thank you for the phone call. If you'd like to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. 415. On the Chilton Autobody text line, 95795. Every radio host is trying to blow this thing up day and night for the last 2 weeks. Now they lost a game. Let's assume the vultures will swarm. Every radio host is trying to blow this thing up. We're not trying to blow this thing up. This is an actual scenario that's unfolding for the San Francisco Giants. And it's fascinating because when Farhan got hired, we knew why he was hired. You've got one job to do. It's to rebuild. And the Giants have never used that word until this past offseason. It was always retool, reload, re-something. Never rebuild. But now they apparently have committed to rebuilding, but they play some good ball for a few weeks and fans kind of forgot what the plan was. I would understand completely fans saying, you know what? I'll take that deal, Herbs. I'll take the playoff appearance in Bochy's last season on the bench, even if it sets us back another year or two. Now, it's easy for the fan to say that, right? But when you add a year on to the rebuild, we're talking about a lot of money. And there are still bills to be paid. And in case you haven't noticed, not really drawing the biggest crowds at Oracle Park these days. Well, these days, actually, that's not accurate. Now that they're playing better ball, people are going to the games. And you know what stinks? We're going to get to Rob in Napa in just a minute. What stinks is that who's the baseball team in the Bay Area that has been deserving of our attention all year long? It's an easy one, right? The Oakland A's are fun. They're young. They're energetic. This is a group of guys. I remember talking to Matt Chapman last year for about a half an hour. And one of the reasons he was so high on the future of the A's is that he looked around and he pointed to no fewer than, I think it was 14 guys, that he had played somewhere in the minor league system with. And all these guys had taken their lumps together. They won together. They lost together. They dealt with adversity. They've been at the top of the mountain. They've been one of the bad teams in their league. They've been through a lot together. And you see that when you watch the A's play baseball. These guys know each other. They are playing for each other. It's easy to say that. It sounds great. Yeah, we play for each other. But the reality is you don't see it actually happen in most places. You do see it in Oakland. And I think you're starting to see it in San Francisco. You've got all these.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.